SRN News, Thomas Thomason. With his Conservative Party taking a real beating in parliamentary elections, outgoing British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says he is resigning as the Conservative Party chief.
Following this result, I will step down as party leader, not immediately, but once the formal arrangements for selecting my successor are in place. It is important that after 14 years in government, the Conservative Party rebuilds, but also that it takes up its crucial role in opposition professionally and effectively.
The Labour Party's Keir Starmer is the incoming Prime Minister. Michigan's governor is challenging reports that she told the Biden camp that the president has lost her state.
Politico magazine reported this week that Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer called the chairperson of the Biden campaign to say that after the presidential debate, Michigan was no longer winnable for Joe Biden. But Whitmer's office said the reported comment was false. And the governor insisted that the president can still win Michigan, which is a key battleground state. Democrats remain in disarray after Mr. Biden's troubling debate performance. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And hoping to give his campaign a shot of adrenaline, today the president travels to Wisconsin. Also at SRNNews.com, Hurricane Beryl is lashing Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, according to the National Hurricane Center's Philippe Papin.
It has weakened now. The current intensity is 110 miles per hour, so that makes it a very strong Category 2 hurricane, which is still very dangerous and is associated with significant impacts in the form of very high hurricane force winds and dangerous storm surge.
And after the Yucatan, Beryl is expected to head for South Texas, possibly arriving there late Sunday or early on Monday. The June job numbers are due this morning. Ahead of that, on Wall Street, the Dow futures down 18 points. This is SRN News. America's medical system is making war on people with Down syndrome.
It's well known that if prenatal testing indicates an unborn baby has Down, the doctor will almost certainly advise the mother to have an abortion, and in most cases, she will. But now research out of Harvard Medical School reveals that during the pandemic, people with Down syndrome who became sick were six times more likely than ordinary patients to have a do not resuscitate order applied to them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters in five states will now decide referendums on abortion this year, with potentially more to come. Colorado, Florida, Maryland, Nevada, and South Dakota will hold referendums on enshrining abortion in their state constitutions. Meanwhile, organizers in Arizona and Nebraska have turned in more than enough signatures to put abortion-related ballot questions before the voters in November's election. A growing number of states have decided to put the question to the people. This is SRN News. The International Swimming Federation says its executive director has been ordered to testify as a witness in a U.S. criminal probe into doping in swimming.
Back in 2021, nearly two dozen Chinese swimmers tested positive for a banned substance, but they were allowed to continue competing in Tokyo. At the U.S. Capitol this spring, the FBI and Justice Department were asked to investigate by a House Committee on China. The swimming world's governing body, World Aquatics, tells the Associated Press, its executive director, Brent Nowicki, has been subpoenaed to testify. This move comes just weeks before the Paris Olympics start. 11 of the Chinese swimmers who tested positive are again set to compete. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The European Union moving to sharply increase tariffs on electric vehicles imported from communist China. More details at SRNNews.com.